Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you for that voice note. Keep them coming through on 063-688-0959. You can also send me those voice notes on what's happening with the weather patterns. I think we need to give this a lot of thought and we need to talk more about this. And you can also call us on 086-000-0959. Now, Eskom also released a statement. They are saying, look, we need to grapple with the fact that we are going to be having load reductions. We're going to talk to Eskom about why that has to be the case. Spokesperson Daphne Mugwena at Eskom is on the line with us. Thank you so much, Ms. Mugwena, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tamela, and good evening to your listeners.
We are now at, 104 days without load shedding, but you are warning that we are going to have to grapple with the fact that there has to be load reduction. Why?
So, yes, indeed, we are on 104 days without load shedding or having suspended load shedding. However, we are experiencing networks that are overloading, and we obviously suspect that it's winter. People are using more electricity, and we are referring basically to people that have, you know, mostly connected illegally or having bypassed their meters. So when it's, you know, when the temperatures drop, these people or customers tend to basically use electricity indiscriminately. And what that does is that it overloads our network, because our network are not designed for that load that is indiscriminately consumed by the customers. Obviously, they will do that because they're not paying for it. Mm. But now, when that happens, when the network overloads, what we see is that the transformers, especially on the network, they will fail or explode. And, you know, I think you would have noted that we've got areas that have been off or where the transformer has been off for quite a while.
Yeah.
And these are the reasons why, actually, we then say we need to protect this infrastructure so that customers do not, you know, experience these long extended outages that are basically, especially for those, for customers that are paying. Because in that mix, although it's most customers not paying, but in that mix we do have, you know, a couple of customers that are, you know, doing the right thing, which is paying for services. But, you know, for customers to have their transformers having failed and being off for extended periods, which can take about 6 months, it's also not fair for the paying customers.
So, Ms. Mugwena, I mean, this has been an ongoing thing, and I think last year there was a drive by Premier Banyaza Lusufu who went to install these transformers, you know, and there was a lot of jubilation and all of that. What conversations have to be had? Because anyone who's benefiting from a corrupt activity is not going to stop until there is a plan. And I'm afraid just because some of us complain about it, if you are going to benefit from illegal connection and all of those activities, you're not really going to care. What has to be done to protect these transformers so that we don't find ourselves here again?
Yeah, look, and we've got areas where we have, you know, collaborated with those customers in terms of them, you know, having to work with us and, you know, starting to do it the right thing. And, you know, today, if we have to implement load reduction, those customers, I can guarantee you that they won't be affected. I mean, in Deep Loop, we've got extensions that those customers we have worked with, and we have come to an agreement that they do the right thing, you know, and obviously explained all the dire consequences of obviously having illegal connections and what does it really mean, you know, for a transformer to have failed and for you not to have electricity for such an extended time. So it cannot be right. And we've got, you know, if it's not even just in your township, we've got Glen Austin. If I just look at Gauteng, where we, you know, collaborated with customers, we've got extensions in Protea North where we have collaborated with customers and worked with them to get them to, you know, start paying. Because what we realized is that most of these customers do or can pay, but for some reason then they had, you know, in the past chosen not to pay. But those that we have worked with, and we are also, you know, we'll continue working with customers to ensure that, you know, we get to a point where, you know, we the customers do start paying. And as I said, that we do have those, you know, success stories that we can share.
The concern is, though, that when we sometimes hear from the city, like, for instance, in our case, City Power, they would always say that, look, you know, the switching on and off since the advent of load shedding in itself has been a problem. Infrastructure gets damaged in that regard. How are you going to balance the two?
Yeah, look, obviously, if infrastructure is also not maintained, you know, you'll have issues where your infrastructure gets to be damaged by switching on and off. But if it's well maintained, and remember, you also need of load shedding. We know what the consequences are if we do not load shed. I think we have been educating, you know, the public about that. If you don't load shed, or if obviously you are confronted with a situation where you have, you know, less generation capacity, but your demand is high, that's when you implement load shedding. But obviously to avoid blackout. Mm-hmm. So the issue of us also continuing to basically educate as customers, but as well from the City Power side. I'm not obviously that's an example. As a digital, I also need to change my maintenance philosophy so that it can be balanced or can suit the type of interventions that I'm doing to my network. Mm. So if I don't do that, obviously I will, you know, there will be consequences in terms of not maintaining and is not adopting new strategies to or philosophies to maintain your network.
Are we still sitting with about 900 transformers that still need to be replaced, or is that number changed?
That number is going down, but yeah, it started at that number, has 900, but it is going down as we are on a daily basis replacing the transformers.
Let me quickly ask you this question around what we heard Minister of Electricity say earlier on this week, just talking about the sheer amount of money owed to Eskom by municipalities. And he's saying, well, by the look of things, if we don't talk about this, we must grapple with the fact that that money is never coming.
Look, that's not how we understood what the minister. Remember, even in his presentation, what he actually showed, where we're coming from in terms of the municipal debt, we're coming from, I mean, in the last 5-6 years, from a point where we were owed 28 and currently we owed 78, with an increase of 50 billion rents over five years.
It's a lot.
Really not on.
It's a lot.
He showed also that we leave the situation, you know, at that. To extend that 70 million to 2050, you will be sitting and at least none that gets done. We'll be about 1.3 million that is owned. And surely at point, there's no way that facilities will pay that amount. So we need to start aging with different departments, years of government, so that we can see how we resolve or extend the root cause. Because what we know is that
Ms. Mogwana, that line is failing us. If you can just move slightly to, I don't know, your left or your right, maybe.
Okay.
Yes. Much better. Much better. Now. Yes. Fantastic.
Okay. So I was saying, I'm not sure where did you lose me, but I was saying that, you know, we know that we have municipalities that are struggling and are struggling because they cannot collect, especially the small municipalities. Mm. But you've got municipalities that are collecting about 90%, but they just
not boring it. Yeah.
And because obviously they are collection also of electricity revenue is also not ring fenced, and hence then they spend the money on other things but not electricity. So all those things I just mentioned, obviously one, but all those issues I think we need to I think the minister, how I heard him, is obviously to get all the departments in one room and let's look at this problem and see how we resolve it. And then as Eskom, for an example, we started actively partnering with Malutia Pofung.
Yes,
where we are basically
collecting the revenue, right?
Making sure that there are meters, making sure that we're collecting the revenue on their behalf.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for indulging me with that one. Daphne Mukwena, who is the Eskom spokesperson there. Just the notice is that let's brace ourselves. Let's either try and minimize the impact on these transformers. Otherwise, they have no choice but to do a bit more load reduction as the demand is just so high. And of course, there's also theft and vandalism and so on. So that's the conversation that we'll continue having with Eskom.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.